Welcome to WFDD's Triad Holiday Celebration. I'm David Ford, host of Triad Arts Weekend. You know, there's nothing quite like that first listening of the season to my old favorites, like the soundtrack to A Charlie Brown Christmas with the Vince Guaraldi Trio. But then there's the thrill of stumbling across completely original sounds of the season, more creative arrangements of familiar carols that make us hear them as if for the very first time. Every year around this time, there's a huge variety of artful holiday traditions going on here in the Triad. In Greensboro, there's Bill Mangum and his delicate honor card paintings that have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for the homeless during the holidays. This year, we'll get to hear the raw honesty, humor, and power of holiday poetry by Winston-Salem's Joe Mills. And from High Point, the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival continues bringing the writing of Charles Dickens alive as only NC Shakes can do. The best part is, for the next hour, everything you'll hear will be performed by musicians, poets, and writers who call the Piedmont home. It's a Triad holiday celebration, and I can't wait to share it with you. So here we go.
I'm not afraid. I'm not alone. The Lord, He has told me that I'd bear His Son. But I'm not afraid, and I'm not alone. The angels to hold me, so Lord, be it done. Be not afraid, be not alone. The angel has told me the Savior is come. Be not afraid, be not alone. The angel has told me the Savior is come. Feel the wind of mighty wings and hear the news the angels bring. Blow the trumpet, sound the drum. The year of Jubilee is come. The Savior is come. Be not afraid, be not alone. The angel has told me the Savior is come. Joy will wipe away the tears, and hope will triumph over fears. Swords will fall and wars will cease, and we will call Him Prince of Peace. Feel the wind of mighty wings, and hear the news the angels bring. Sound the drum, the year of Jubilee is come. Be not afraid, be not alone. The angel has told me the Savior is come. Be not afraid, be not alone. The angel has told me the Savior is come.
I'm not afraid, I'm not alone. The Lord, He has told me that I bear His Son. I'm not afraid, I'm not alone. The angels do hold me, so Lord, be it done.
Thank you. An Old Woman Looks Out the Window on Christmas Morning by Terry Kirby Erickson. Her husband calls it snow, a word she doesn't remember, but it feels good in her mouth, that word. Creamy, in fact, with bits of bark and earth crumbled into it, and holly berries. And it is cold, so cold, she can feel it through the glass. Yet her husband's breath is warm, and he is smiling, as if there are no glowering clouds, and the road is not impassable beneath this glaring whiteness. The grandchildren will be here soon, he says, whoever they are. And then she forgets everything, he said, because this moment is all she has, and the next moment comes with no memory of the one before. So she asks again and again, what is it? Until at last he tells her, it's Christmas, darling, Christmas, and takes her into his arms, where she doesn't care anymore about words.
Must be tonight. Must be tonight.
This is Triad Holiday Celebration, musical and spoken word sounds of the season by Triad artists. I'm David Ford, your host, and I'll be along with you for the next hour or so with lots of great music and poetry on the way. We began with Laura Lynn Dossett and her Be Not Afraid from Beautiful Star, an Appalachian Nativity. It's Laura Lynn's take on Mary's reaction to the angel telling her she will be the mother of the Savior. Carolina Brass followed with their nice arrangement of Jingle Bells. Terry Kirby Erickson shared her poem An Old Woman Looks Out the Window on Christmas Morning before we launched into Jeffrey Dean Foster's It Must Be Christmas. Isn't that a great tune? From We Three Kings to a few of my favorite things next, jazz, poetry, and a little Celtic music to boot. This is Triad Holiday Celebration.
of Orient bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following thunderstorm.
Learning. Show me how, I say. Show me how you wrap them hemlock tips into a circle. I pick up green tips, a rim, and some wire. Sure, I can make my own wreath, but I have too many fingers, or maybe not enough. I lift my wreath, and tips fall out. You got to pull that wire tight, Mama says, and shows me how, on the wreath she is making. I unwrap my wreath and try again. Then Mama hands me her own wreath and says, "Here, take this one apart. We'll put it back together." Circle of Hemlock. Mama tries real hard to pass on what she knows. Every day I watch Mama. Every day she lets me try again to wrap a wreath. "Better," Mama says and smiles. Mama isn't quick to praise, so I know she means it. And then one day, she just plain grins when she sees the wreath I've wrapped. She doesn't say a word, but she slides her hand around my circle of hemlock and nods. Wreaths all around. I've taken all my wreaths and hung them around the house. I hung one on the door, one on the barn, one on the fence. We may not have much money to spend for Christmas, but this is a Christmas house. The smell of pine and fir and hemlock lingers on in the kitchen as Mama cooks the wild turkey Daddy brought in. We'll have our Christmas feast, fine as any feast in any fancy mansion. Uncle Job and Aunt Lucy come in time for dinner. "Pretty wreath," Aunt Lucy says to Mama as she walks past my wreath on the door. The words tickle me all inside. I almost speak, but I don't know what to say without shining my pride. "That's Joni's wreath," Mama says, and looks toward me with a grin. Mama's grin and those words are sweeter than any Christmas carol. Sweet enough to heal the pricks on my stained hands that once fought with wires and hemlock tips. While everyone else steps inside, I stay on the porch a little longer and imagine a choir singing joy to the world, with their voices chiming across the snowy hill. But as I turn toward the door, I think how my wreath is singing joy to the world to anybody who comes by, just as Mama's wreaths are doing, scattered all over, here and yonder and everywhere. That's a lot of joy. Joy to the world. Thank you.
on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so
bad. We just heard tenor Anthony Dean Griffey and guitarist Joseph Pecoraro performing My Favorite Things. That was Joe's original arrangement on their new CD, This Little Light. Before that, a little Celtic take on a popular medieval song, Angelus Ad Virginem, or Gabriel from Heaven King Was to the Maid Send, performed there by Immigrant's Daughter. Their CD is The Winter Moon. Julia Taylor Ebel read from her collection of Christmas poems, Mama's Wreaths. And jazz diva Clee Thompson sang her own burnin' arrangement of We Three Kings from her CD, Tis the Season. Tis Triad Holiday Celebration 2012. I'm David Ford. I hope you're enjoying yourself. Coming up, we'll Run with Rudolph, Sweep Clean with Mary, and Warning Parents with Young Children. Poet Joe Mills contemplates aloud the Santa Paradox. Next, here on Triad Holiday Celebration.
Make it to town. Santa the Santa paradox. Even before they stopped believing in the red-suited man, children intuitively sense the holiday's fundamental lie. They will get what they get, regardless of their behavior. There is no relationship between being naughty or nice and what's found under the tree. Although in December, they may be a little more careful about certain actions, especially with Santa always watching and evaluating, and with those rumors he sometimes carries a switch, they know. Everyone knows. It doesn't really matter. Each year the bad are rewarded the same as the good. This may be just as well. After all, as Hamlet warns Polonius, treat every man after his desert, and who should escape whipping? But why then the insistence on merit and good works? Why the shiny charade? Is a bounty akin to unfathomable grace too difficult to explain? Perhaps indiscriminate generosity seems unfair. Or we're ashamed of the cold truth that Santa has different budgets for different houses. Wrap up the holiday in any trappings you like. What happens is inexplicable. Even children sense it. And perhaps this is its very appeal. In a dark season, the world again seeming to be ending, we wake to find gifts, ones that have nothing to do with what we deserve. Each an invitation to be joyful, irrationally joyful.
He was born in Bethlehem.
We hear the Winston-Salem State University Men's Chorus in that dynamic performance of Sweet Clean Mary. Joe Mills read his poem, The Santa Paradox, as only he can, which is extremely well. And the Morris Family Band grabbed the reindeer by the horns with Run, Run, Rudolph and a rock and roll kickoff to that little mini set. See, rock and roll isn't dead. Ho, ho, ho. I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Holiday Celebration. And you know, there's so much musical and literary talent floating around here in the Triad that it's kind of scary. So far, we've already heard from nationally recognized poets, Grammy Award-winning singers and songwriters, and coming up next, we'll hear from one of the best darn community wind ensembles you're liable to hear. That'd be the Piedmont Wind Symphony, of course. Artistic director Rob Simon will lead them in a performance of Carol of the Bells. But before the bells get ringing, it's time for some rest with guitarist Larry Davis.
Dressed in holiday style, in the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Thank you. City street lights, even stoplights, blink up bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kid bunch. This is holiday style, and above all this bustle, you silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Carol of the Bells, with Rob Simon conducting the Piedmont Wind Symphony. His wonderful arrangers are Pat Tucker and Jay Meacham. The Wind Symphony performed that piece and nearly 3.5 hours of others in a fantastic holiday concert with Kenny G earlier this month. Prior to the Carol of the Bells, it was Silver Bells with singer Melissa Reeves. And what a heartfelt performance she gave. It's from her CD Holidays, D-A-Z-E. And that chameleon of a guitarist, Mr. Larry Davis, treated us to a jazzy, classical, bossa nova, flamenco fusion of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Only here on Triad Holiday Celebration 2012. I'm David Ford. Let's see, we wrapped up Hanukkah on the 16th, Friday the 21st, winter solstice. We've got Christmas on the 25th and Kwanzaa on the 26th. Yep, I'd say a warm happy holidays is in order, and what better way to celebrate than with Bow Dulcimer. Ken Bloom is gearing up for his 9th annual Pilot Mountain Bull Dulcimer Festival this spring. When he was a kid in L.A. back in the 1950s, Ken and his family would go down to Olvera Street during holiday season. That's where the last remnants of the old Spanish pueblo of Los Angeles is. He says there would always be lots of music, and one of the mariachi favorites he heard there often was La Golondrina, the swallow. To this day, it reminds Ken of the Christmas season, and who am I to disagree? This is Triad Holiday Celebration. I'm David Ford. Percussionist extraordinaire John Beck treated us to that brass band of Battle Creek performance of The Little Drummer Boy. And what Merry Little Christmas would be complete without Bo Dulcimer and a stirring performance of La Golondrina, The Swallow. That was Ken Bloom performing. And with that performance, we come to the end of part one of WFDD's Triad Holiday Celebration 2012. You can hear part two 1 week from today on Friday, December 28th at 1 o'clock, and again the following Sunday night at 8, right here and only here on 88.5 WFDD. I'm David Ford, and I hope you've enjoyed the wonderful music and spoken word performances offered this year by the many talented artists who call the Triad home. I thank the artists for their submissions, thank you for listening, and we leave you now with pianist Pamela Howland and best wishes for a happy holiday season and an outstanding new year.